more baggage for Mayor Gondek in the upcoming election, and Calgarians are paying the price. All right, listen up, because this one still matters. Last year, Mayor Jody Gondek and her allies on Calgary City Council forced through blanket rezoning in a 9-6 vote. Not a consultation, not a consensus, a top-down decree, straight from the ivory tower of centralized planning. Let's be clear, this wasn't some sleepy policy tweak. It was a seismic shift, and council knew it. Nearly 6,000 plus written submissions poured into City Hall, 88% against the proposal. Over 737 Calgarians showed up, many waiting late into the night, and nearly 70% spoke in opposition at the public hearing. And yet, when Councillor Dan McLean made a simple democratic motion to let the people decide in a plebiscite, council shot it down. His words, "Something this consequential, I think, should go to the people for a vote." The majority disagreed. They didn't trust you with a vote on your own neighborhood. Now, Mayor Gondek will claim this was out of her hands, that Trudeau dangled federal housing dollars and only offered them if Calgary implemented blanket rezoning. Let's be honest, that's not leadership. That's capitulation. Did she stand up for Calgary? Did she unite other big city mayors to push back on Ottawa's one-size-fits-all mandates? Did she fight for local control? Number. She complied, silently, willingly, predictably. Let's talk fallout. Four-story buildings next to bungalows, parking chaos, sunlight gone, privacy lost, infrastructure overwhelmed, property values down. This isn't thoughtful urban growth. It's social engineering in the name of ideology. You worked your whole life to build a future in a stable, peaceful community. But under this plan, your home becomes collateral damage in a bureaucratic crusade for density at all costs. Mayor Gondek will speak of equity and inclusion, but what she delivered was exclusion of the public, and what she embraced was conformity to Ottawa. In October, Calgarians won't forget this vote. Mayor Gondek didn't just pass blanket rezoning. She passed the buck, silenced the public, and packed one more suitcase of political baggage.